Hello, Adolf. Thanks for your call.
Dr. Sherman, I have a question about possible drug interaction. My wife is on Bumex. That's a diuretic. It's called actually bumetanide. And on the drug interactions, they mentioned that some products like lithium might possibly cause drug interaction. And I'm looking at the Remind here, and I noticed there is about 20 milligrams of lithium in there. Should I be concerned about interaction, drug interaction?
Possibly. I would have to research that as a possibility, but I mean most of the drug interactions that lithium is connected with is typically in the 300 to 800 milligram dosing, and usually in naturopathic medicine we will only use 5 to 20 milligrams per day. So usually it's a whole different animal when you're talking about those kind of interactions. However, most diuretics are connected to a loss of various minerals throughout the body. So I would just have to look more into that. I do want to mention a website that's I use often in my practice, and this is something that might be useful to our listeners, but it's a website called mytavin.com. It's MYTAVIN. And it gives basically the nutrient depletions that can occur when you're taking certain medications. So it's it can be very useful for that.
Unfortunately, we are not on the internet any longer.
But
I also noticed they recommend three tablets twice a day. Now we're talking about, 120 milligram of lithium. Would that be enough to possibly, or should I cut back the number of pills?
Yeah, I mean, normally we give like 10 milligrams twice a day. I've had people go up to 40 milligrams a day, but I would definitely cut back on the 120.
Perhaps maybe take two capsules a day, maybe.
Yeah.
That would be only 40 milligrams and spread them out maybe between two meals.
You know, and a great resource is just calling your corner pharmacist and just finding out, say you're doing lithium orotate, not carbonate, and just see what they have ready access to, websites that can look at all the interactions. So.
Well, here they say lithium as lithium aspartate.
Okay, that's on the bottle that she's taking? Okay. Yeah, now that's...
Is aspartate different than orotate?
Well, it's a little bit different, but it's basically the lithium. They attach the lithium to a protein to help with the absorption. So some companies use orotate or aspartate.
And then I also noticed they use, there's also taurine in there and quercetin. I have been supplementing with both of those. If we take some of the Remind, should I just stop using taurine and quercetin on the side of it?
Again, I'd have to look all that up. I'm just not familiar with the Bumex diuretic that you're working with. But yeah, I mean, because you don't have anything online, I would say call your pharmacist to see.
Right. No, the taurine and quercetin is also a couple of items in the Remind. And
I see what you mean. Yeah,
and I've been taking that separately, but I know of no interaction on those, or I haven't run across anything. So,
yeah, and she's already been taking it without a problem.
Yeah, we've been taking quercetin and taurine for some time.
Yeah.
And then another question I have, when I was at Costco the other day, they now carry a turmeric extract. Actually, it's a turmeric liquid, and they claim it's, I forget how many times more absorbable because it has pepper extract in there and so on. Have you any idea what the difference is between taking regular turmeric capsules or the powder and the liquid form here?
Well, it's interesting. More companies are talking about how their products are much more bioavailable, and yeah, they will add piperine, which tends to increase the absorption rate, or sometimes they'll suggest taking curcumin with some other fat in the diet, you know, maybe some yogurt or some avocado or something to help with that, to make it more available. But yeah, that I would say that's probably one of the better products, but we have several in the dispensary also that are quite good. I'm not familiar specifically with the Costco product, but it sounds like a good one.
I think it's probably put out by the same company that puts out the Kunol CoQ10. And this here, the first time I saw it, and it's a liquid, and I think it's flavored, and it has, like you say, piperine in there, and that's supposed to make it much more absorbable.
Exactly.
So I was just wondering whether it's really that much better. So anyway, I'll give that a try too. And yeah, I think that just about sums it up here.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate your call, Adolf. And like I say, a lot of times natural products will have a lot less interactions and problems or create deficiencies compared to medications. But when you're talking medications and other things, it's just hard to know exactly. So I would definitely call your pharmacist on that.
Well, thank you so much for your help. Thanks a lot.
Oh, you bet. Thanks for your call, Adolf.